You are listening to South by Southwest Sessions.
Hey everyone, welcome to How Gen Z Duets the News on TikTok. My name is Ian McKenna. I run the Now This Politics channel on TikTok, and I'm joined with Dave Jorgensen, the man, the myth, the legend behind the Washington Post TikTok account, and Jackie James, a TikTok creator, activist, and actor. So thank you all for being here. We're going to talk a little bit about how the youth are engaging with news publishers on TikTok, something Dave and I are very interested in. So we're glad to have Jackie here. I guess one thing to start is we should maybe go around and say our handles and like what drew you to TikTok in the beginning, because I always find that interesting. So Jackie?
Yes, my handle on TikTok is Fat Raccoon. And I think I was drawn to TikTok from, the beginning of quarantine, because, you know, my school is just shut down and there were no extracurricular activities. So I just really needed an artistic outlet. So, that's kind of how I got onto the app.
My handle is not as cool as Fat Raccoon, but it is at Washington Post, which is a, 143-year-old newspaper. Which of course always begs the question, how'd you get into do it? I had read about TikTok late in 2018, in a physical newspaper, which makes this even funnier, and was like, I think this sounds like a cool app. And I got on it and I really liked what it had to offer. And especially for someone like me, who's primarily a video editor, I saw a lot of opportunity, to create really fun things on there. And so I got the right people in the right room and convinced them to say yes to something they didn't even understand yet. Because if you remember, like 2 years ago, most people had no idea what TikTok was if they weren't Gen Z or younger than Ian and me. So it's been really fun. And that's our handles at Washington Post. And I'd be remiss not to say, if you don't go to WashingtonPost.com/Dave, you'll get a pretty cool student discount if you are a student for our newspaper.
Blammo. Yeah, I would say that Dave and I are the lower end of the olds that can get TikTok. So yeah, that's a great point. I guess we can jump right in and start. We are going to be showing a couple of TikToks that we've like of each other's work. So Jackie, I'd love to show you this TikTok of yours that you've clearly already seen and talk to you about it.
Y'all want to get mad at people for looting, but you won't tell us where you get those artifacts for your museums. You want to get mad at us for rioting, but you literally made a professional football player lose his job for kneeling. Y'all want to tell us to not destroy public property, but keep telling me about the Boston Tea Party every year at school. So baby, why don't you come catch this fade? Sport! Because I'm ultimately tired.
So that was one of the first things I had seen from you. And it was coming at a very like hectic time in news publishing. And somehow that TikTok just like cut through everything with such grace and like humor, but also like serious topics being discussed. I wondered what you thought of everyone's response to it, because it just blew up. Like I was going through the comments the other day and everybody was going crazy for it.
Yeah, I think that was the most controversial TikTok I've ever posted ever. So comment section was just a battleground. It was crazy. And this was back in the summertime. So this was like in the midst of like the George Floyd situation and, amongst the Black Lives Matter movements. And it was just crazy because I feel like it was the first time that I had realized that, everybody had an opinion, because, from where I'm from, like, politics is kind of taboo to talk about, with random people. So just seeing everybody, whether it be, negative or positive or something that I don't believe in or something that I do agree with, just seeing everybody, understanding and like seeing, it was one of those things where I was like, whoa, like that's crazy.
Was it one of those TikToks for you where you post it and you go, oh, this is pretty good, but then it just blows up and you're like, how did this one TikTok blow up in a way that my other ones don't?
Yeah, because it was one of my more blunt TikToks, and I was like, I didn't really explain much, and I was like, oh, it's gonna be fine. And then it blew up and I was like, all right.
Well, I think a really interesting thing that you said was like, it's your opinion, but it's also basically based in fact, you know, it's like kind of both things at once. And one of the things that I've always thought of when running the Now This Politics account or like approaching news is that news is like, yes, it's information, but once it is posted, it also automatically becomes a conversation. And that's one of the things I like so much about TikTok is that it really fosters this conversational element of news, and especially your account. I was wondering if like there were at the time I remember watching like the cable news networks and being like, none of these people are saying what I think or like are offering really any helpful conversations. And so I found in the months since that TikTok has been like such a good platform for like youth punditry. I hate that word, but it's like all of these young people with their voices that seem like fully fleshed out basically are taking to the platform to like find each other and discuss. I'm wondering how you found TikTok for like engaging with other people who may or may not share your views.
Yeah, I think for me personally, like with that, it's just like living in North Dakota, you know, like I said before, like not everybody really has an opinion on politics. So just being able to see people create their own opinions and like just going on a TikTok and being able to make politics, you know, digestible for people. I think that's one of the many great things about TikTok in general is just, you know, being able to take something that seems like rocket science when you watch it on TV and being able to have that conversation on TikTok with followers, with people that you've never seen before, you know, being able to hear the experiences and the lives of people who you have never thought about ever. And so, you know, it's just, it's a really great place for more than just dancing. And like, who would have known that, you know, like the app would have changed so much in a span of like 6 months.
Yeah.
One thing absolutely. I really like about, sorry. One thing I really like about TikTok. No, it's fine. Okay. You know, I can't remember how you described it, Ian, but like the news publications you call this, or actually this was just a group of TikTokers, but like this ragtag group of Avengers. And I feel like now we even have the people that run news accounts have this bond, and we all kind of know each other now. I'm wondering, Jackie, if you have now met people through TikTok who have similar goals or outlooks or even just like style to you on TikTok that you've met just through the app that you probably wouldn't have met in North Dakota.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like the people I see on TikTok are almost complete opposites of the people that I would see in real life. And so, you know, seeing people just existing as they, you know, are in places that they're living in, it's super crazy to me because, you know, I'm seeing people who like do things that, you know, nobody does here. And so it's just a great place to just see that and to just, you know, see people being their genuine, authentic selves. It's great. And like seeing people that, you know, I would probably never talk to because they're so intimidating, but just being the kindest and like nicest people ever. It's a great thing.
Awesome. So I guess I'll pass it over to Jackie, who's going to share another TikTok.
Yes, I actually am going to share one of Dave's TikToks from the Washington Post.
Tell me you earn on average about 62% of what white men earn without actually telling me you earn on average about 62% of what white men earn.
Yes.
Okay, so
that is my favorite.
I'm so glad you like it. Go ahead.
I just like kind of want to know like, how do you come up with that font? Because like, you know, talking about politics and, you know, like issues that are going around the country and just being able to format it in a way that like, I mean, like middle schoolers could understand, but still, you know, understanding what's like going on.
Yeah, that's probably the most important thing to me is just the media literacy of it all is, you know, I've personally, when I was in middle school, knew virtually nothing about what was happening. No current events, nothing at all. And as Ian had mentioned, I feel like Gen Z to some extent is at least more involved than we ever were. So that's really cool. So what I'm just trying to do is sort of bring in the facts and bring it in a way that you can understand it and really hopefully get it within a 15-second TikTok like that one. And so of course that one was coming from the facts that the actual factual things that 62% of black workers, including at my work, get paid less. And so I approached Karen, who is the global opinions editor at the Post, and I knew that she'd be down for it because she's, you know, very vocal about this kind of thing. And I, in my own way, would like to support her. And so that's how I was able to do it with this TikTok. But I also felt like this is basically just a visual thing that you're getting, and it almost strikes you more if you say less in a TikTok. And so that was the sort of hope I was trying. That's what I was hoping to get out of that TikTok when we made it. And certainly, you know, being a kind of a stodgy newspaper, sometimes it's hard to get those things through. But because I approached it from a fact-based, thing, that we really were effectively able to put it out there, and there was no issue with it. Obviously, there were some people in the comments, you know, that I'm sure you're familiar with, Jackie, who lost their minds. But when you're coming at it from a fact, then what are you going to do? So.
Yeah. And being able to incorporate trends, definitely, with politics, that's also really important.
Right. And yeah, and that trend is something that, you know, normally had been kind of a joke, like tell me something without showing me whatever. So I'd written it down, like, I'd like to do this trend sometime, but I'm kind of waiting for the right either news event or something to come to my head. And this was the perfect opportunity for that, which was, it's always nice when you can blend the two.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's something that I've tried to not steal or copy or anything, but have been inspired by both of you, that you know when to invite people on who know more than you about something to talk about it. So like Jackie, I've noticed that if somebody makes a very salient point just to signal boost it, you'll just duet it, but with not, like, you're not on it. It's just a black screen, so that your followers also are, you're basically sharing other people's opinion, which I think is so important. And Dave, you've been inviting reporters on to talk about current events and stuff, so that it's not just Dave all the time, but there's this like building of a community of people being like, we want to teach you and we want to help each other learn everything, that I think is really inspiring about both of your accounts.
Yeah, we started calling it jokingly the delay is driving me crazy. We started calling it the Washington Post cinematic universe as a joke, but like, you know, there's hundreds of people in the Washington Post newsroom that can talk about any topic much better than I can. So, you know, naturally, like, I am sort of the face of the account, whatever that's worth. But you know, I'd much rather introduce someone that can talk much more readily and more articulate, because I'm clearly not an articulate person, about something. And Karen is actually one of my go-to in that way. But we really, especially last summer, I just started bringing in way more of my black coworkers, because I my experience is I can't tell you what's happening. I can only kind of listen. So that was really important to me, that we were listening more than we were talking if you don't necessarily know about something. So I hope that came through in that way, but I do think it's really important when you just, as you said, signal boost someone. I think that's sometimes the best thing you can do on TikTok.
Absolutely. I definitely feel the same way, especially, I like to use the quote, it's a lot easier to learn about something than to experience it. And so, and although I say like, you should use your voice all the time, I feel like sometimes the best way to approach a situation is by, you know, uplifting the voices of the people who have, you know, been put through, you know, this hardship. So like just being able to, you know, just signal boost and to be able to use your platform to get somebody else's messages across. So like I think that especially for me, the thing that I do mostly with the boosting is anti-Semitism, and just being able to boost those videos specifically, because those are the ones that, you know, I mean, aren't getting as much recognition specifically on TikTok, and it seems to be a more prevalent issue now. So
that's really great. That goes along with I'm so sorry. As I talk about listening, it sounds like I'm interrupting you, but I promise it sounds like you're done. that's something like really that goes in well with the media literacy, I think, is, you know, especially with sort of anti-Semitic phrases or words or anything, like you don't necessarily understand that it's anti-Semitic maybe the first time you hear it. So it's really important to kind of show like, oh, this is what this person's really saying when they do this. And I think TikTok is actually a very effective way of taking those things one at a time and really helping to help other people understand what they're actually saying.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it is as simple as a 5-second video. Like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel to like destroy the patriarchy or something. I don't know. I think TikTok is just so powerful. But yes, Dave, I'll let you go now.
I agree. Very powerful. So my TikTok, I get to introduce Ian's here. One of my favorite thing that Ian does is he always comes with receipts with his TikToks. Not I mean, in this particular style of TikTok that we're about to see, where he kind of just says, well, this person said this. Well, actually, I remember this news clip from the year 2000, and here you go. In this case, it's a news clip from just the last year or so, but anyway, watch the clip. Let's do that first.
And it's worth remembering that this president was never given an orderly transition of power. His presidency was never accepted.
We must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power. And we don't just respect that, we cherish it.
Ian, do these clips just like sit in your head? Like, do you just remember, oh, I remember 4 years ago when Hillary said this, and then you're just like, okay, here's the TikTok. How is that still there?
So I've been, yeah, that's a great question. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure how my brain works or does not work. But I've been at Now This since 2015. So it's been a long haul of just like watching almost everything that comes in over the feeds. Like that's kind of was my job for a long time, just like feed monitoring and putting out live feeds and stuff like that. So yeah, I think there are things that are just stuck in my craw, like that I can just pull out of nowhere. And sometimes it's just like, I'll just get it from thinking about something else. I remember specifically watching this happen on CNN, and then like the host would like have people talking about Kayleigh McEnany's comments. And I'm like, I understand that the 24-hour news network is built around this, but it's just like, I really didn't need 15 minutes of us being like, well, is she right or is she wrong to debate this? I'm like, it's very clear in this like 45-second clip that within hours of the election, it was accepted by the losing party. And to debate that seems like not only like an abdication of our responsibility to hold people accountable, but also an abdication just to like fill minute hours when it's like, I think, and I'm glad that you reacted to it, I think it pretty saliently like exposes that lie without like getting partisan. It's like, this is just literally what happened. And to say the opposite is not true. So yeah, I try to approach Now This politics as like a venue for accountability. One of the things I hate the most about politics is that it is so lie intensive, especially the last 4 years, but like even before that, it's deceitful and it is like conniving. And so like any chance that I have to like deflate that is like really important to me, because I think that we're, as bad as everything seems right now, I think we can get to a place where that's not the case. And maybe the Now This politics account just like folds, which might be bad for me, but if we could get to a better politics, I'm always trying to push us that way. Yeah.
Well, Ian, your account has 2 million followers. I don't think it's folding anytime soon. One thing I'm curious on what you think about the brevity that TikTok offers versus like the 24-hour news cycle on cable. And I know this is kind of what you were literally just saying, but like, do you feel like there's still room for punditry within TikTok as long as it's not just like, let's talk about this for 15 minutes? Do you think that there's a way to sort of keep that there without oversaturating?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that what's weird about my job is that, yes, I'm the only person behind the Now This politics account, but I'm not a face or anything like you or Jackie are for your accounts. I very rarely appear. It's mainly just like a magic hand and a voice that I'm lending to it and like programming notes. But my main job is cutting everything for other feeds. So like 3-minute packages about the news. So I think that both of those have like some sort of appeal. I'm not sure I'm able to enumerate them, but I know whenever I'm working on a 3-minute piece, I'm like, well, there is a TikTok in here. It's just stripped of inessential context, because sometimes context matters and sometimes context doesn't matter. Like I could do a whole 3-minute piece about Kayleigh McEnany's lie, but I really only needed 45 seconds. I think that like the reaction to news is really important. So yes, I think punditry does have a place on the platform, especially the way Jackie does it, which is like quick bites that you would probably have to watch 3 hours of cable news to get like something that powerful. Or I think the going live capacity of TikTok is like so powerful. I follow this one kid. I don't know if you follow him, but it's a Government Doing Things or something, where he just like hops on and talks about Marxist theory for literally like 6 hours at a time. I don't understand. I'll check back throughout the day and he's still going, but he's like fielding questions and ranting to himself, but like people are watching and people are asking questions. I think that there's so much to be learned on TikTok that I don't think punditry will ever die, but I think it's like so much more potent on TikTok than anywhere else. I don't know if that was a long way of saying.
I totally agree. Yeah. Well, it's like Jackie with your TikTok that we watched earlier. One of the things that like this, it's sort of, I call it like the TikToker's TikTok. And then I'm watching, I'm like, oh, that's so like, I love how she's moving with the, like even just the way you moved in like this very simple TikTok and it hit at the moments. And there was, it was just the right level of like facts, but you know, the sort of anger boiling underneath. I don't know. It just felt so right when I'm watching. I'm like, I could watch this over and over again, and I still would never be able to make a TikTok this effective. So like, I think that's what's so, it's so sharp and it just hits, it's hit so well that way.
Thank you.
That's the sport really does compliment. It for me.
Sport, what an era.
What an era. So I guess one thing that people are definitely tuning into for this for is some wisdom from Jackie, the target demo, if you will. So I wonder if you had any thoughts about things that publishers can do or are doing right and things that they might be doing wrong, or any ounce of wisdom you can share with me and Dave and anybody who might be watching who wants to bring their brand to TikTok.
Yes, I feel like... One thing that my demographic may know is, authenticity is noticeable. And so you can tell when, you know, you're trying, I guess, I don't know how to say this other than trying too hard. I feel like when something is meant to be, it definitely will be. And so, like, especially when making content and on TikTok, like, and about politics, just making it so that it's, you know, digestible for viewers, but also making it entertaining. And, you know, that really is the trick, just, you know, being able to reinvent yourself when you're, you know, talking about politics. Because to most people, politics seems like a very intense and long topic to talk about. And so just being able to make small clips and, you know, pack a bunch of facts and a bunch of education, I guess, like, you know, what you would see on a regular news outlet into 60 seconds. And that really is a trick that, you know, I mean, once you learn how to do that and make it authentic and make it entertaining and fun and, you know, something somebody would want to talk about, you know, it's just smooth sailing from there.
I think authentic is...
Like, have you ever... I'm sorry.
No, Dave, you go.
Really quick. What have you ever made a TikTok that you're like, oh, that just wasn't... I don't know. They just didn't respond like I thought they would. Because that happens to me all the time. That's really where I'm coming from. But
I don't think it's happened to me before. I don't think so.
That's great to hear. Okay. The youths have no bad hits. Got it. I love that you said authenticity. The thing that I've talked to Dave for a book he wrote about TikTok, so I wonder if he might say something. But really quickly, I think authenticity is really important. You have to have, if you're a brand getting into this, your person on there has to really believe in the power of TikTok, which is like, I know it's getting culty or whatever, but I really do believe that it is like a social media platform unlike any others. Like Dave, yes, in your conversations with TikTok creators, what have you found is most important?
Well, thank you for reminding me. My book publisher is gonna probably send you a free book now. It's called Make a TikTok Every Day. It comes out in June. What was so cool was that I talked to 12 different TikTok creators about 12 very different, you know, sort of genres of TikTok. And they all, while they came from different places, had the same sort of like, they said all the same things about TikTok. Like they all seem to understand that whatever their niche was worked, and to just kind of like people come back to them and they will keep finding them naturally, and they have a connection with their audience that I think is different unlike anything else. I know we're wrapping up soon, so I don't want to, but I really like, there's something about TikTok creators I think that is like genuinely kind of wholesome, in the sense that they really want to help people and they really want to connect with people more so than anything else on the internet.
Excellent. Well, I think that's our time. I hope this was this not just a TikTok evangelization like ceremony, and that people learn something. Again, I'm Ian McKenna. I'm at Now This Politics on TikTok. Jackie?
I am Jackie James at Fat Raccoon on TikTok.
I'm Dave Jorgensen at Washington Post on TikTok, and I have my own at Dave Jorgensen on TikTok. Also on Twitter, Washington Post TikTok Guy, but you can call me Guy.
Thanks, Guy. Okay, thanks, everyone.